Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dorian, we've got another caller, and I want to finish up with Werner. Werner, are you still on there with us?
Yeah, I'm still on there.
What, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, basically, when I started farming, one thing I found out, like with field crops, you change the chemical balance in the soil, and if you don't do it right, you just invite trouble, you know, all kinds of diseases, deficiency diseases, or certain unwelcome pathogens. They might increase in the soil, like when you have a lack of potash in the soil, then you have more fungi diseases in grain and so on. And it's the same with the soil and with the environment. It is the same way as with our bodies. And the way people are now under the gun with all the pharmaceuticals that are being shoved down their throat, you know, the same way it is with the land and with the field crops.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Werner, yes, I do. Hey, Werner, I've got another caller. I want to thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, Werner. I appreciate it. And you can go outside in another hour when my show ends, okay? I'll give you permission to go outside then, okay? I'll see you later, Werner.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got Lee in Georgia. Lee, are you still with us?
Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
Well, actually, I should say good afternoon because it's 12:01 now.
Right.
At least it is here. Interesting show, interesting show. I liked what you were saying and the points that you were bringing out when you were talking about how the flooding over there in Missouri and all and how this is being used to run people off their land. And that's what I believe that a lot of this is about, because if you think about it, tens of thousands of acres of pristine farmland is now going to be absolutely useless. Do people honestly think that these people are going to just go back home and try to rebuild? What are they going to rebuild? They can't use the land anymore. So they're going to be, the way I see it, they're going to be looking for new places to live and some new way of making a living. And who do they think is going to end up with this land?
George Soros.
Right. You're right. But that's off the Missouri River, the one off of the Mississippi River, this Bird Point levee. Mm-hmm. They want to turn that into wetland.
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient, right?
Yeah.
No figure, you know, right? And, you know, you were talking about... You ladies were talking about, like, when, like, Kraft has a bad batch of bad cheese. And this is what, you know, people aren't recognizing these. When you have a big company that has, like, remember the tomatoes and the spinach a few years back with the E. coli, and people were, you know, getting their sandwiches at Subway or wherever, and they were saying, no spinach, no tomato, whatever. They weren't shutting the whole plants down, as you guys were pointing out. They just recall those batches and try to help the people who got sick, supposedly. But here with, like, the what is that, the Morningland?
Yes, Morningland Dairy.
And nobody got sick. I'm so glad to hear you ladies talking about this. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome.
Because it's about time somebody starts calling some attention to this stuff. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention and ask you, your guest, if in all of this, do you see the recent activity with all these exercises that FEMA and Department of Homeland Security and all we're doing in the Missouri and Arkansas and Mississippi and all of that area, the exercises that they would do? Do you see that playing a factor in this as well? And if so, how do you see that connection, and I'll listen to your response off there. Thank you.
Do I see a connection? Well, there, you know, I'm not certain, Maggie, but I'm just going to kind of do a shotgun approach on this, if that's all right.
Well, hang on to that thought, Doreen, because we've got that music playing, our cue to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. Doreen Hannis will answer that question in 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Doreen Hannis. Her blog is truthfarmer.wordpress.com, truthfarmer.wordpress.com. So when we went to break, you were asked a question, Doreen, and please go ahead and answer it.
All right. We live in South Central Missouri, and it is notorious for people being rather averse to being controlled from afar. We have had no end of land control program attempts in this area of the country. We're in the Ozarks. It's beautiful. It's poor. It's got good ground between the dirt. Between the rocks, rather. It's like, I mean, you can't swing anything without hitting a rock here, but we've got a lot of blessings in this area. Now, in the state of Missouri, south of the Missouri River is kind of known for the typical kind of refusal to be subjected to government from afar. And we have actually been referred to as the black helicopter crew from Missouri in some bioplenary sessions from the USDA. We are not against standing for our God-given rights and our constitutionally guaranteed rights. We are all about freedom, and well, they don't like it. Now, everyone, I think, with all of this awareness of earthquakes and etc., is probably aware that the New Madrid Fault in southeastern Missouri is a really big deal. Well, FEMA did an exercise this year where they had an 8-state conglomeration earthquake preparedness exercise. They ordered somewhere around 14 million dried food supplies, like ready-to-eat meals,
okay,
and 14 million servings of water for a day. They hired 50,000, like, Pinkerton-type security people, and also ordered somewhere around 7 million body bags for this drill. And everyone was kind of waiting for the New Madrid to go off. Hallelujah, it didn't, you know. But,
yeah.
But still, that whole area got flooded out. Those people were taken out. So there were some people on the ground from these emergency management folks to deal with the man-made destruction of 200 square miles of farmland. Now, on the west side of Missouri, in Joplin, we had this massive tornado that just devastated that side. Now we've got flooding all along the Missouri River. There are people who are, they just have to leave their farms for the whole year. When you can't work for a year, that's going to have a massive effect. And there are, and I don't have the documentation on this, Maggie, but there are reports of conference calls that are being held by the Army Corps of Engineers, and this is where you got the Soros thing, I'm sure, that you referenced earlier. They're going to offer to buy the farmland from these farmers who've been flooded out. Now,
yeah,
this is developed land. Floods do happen, but to go back to the New Madrid floodway, they blew 2 miles wide, and it only lowered the river 6 inches, and it destroyed 200 square miles of farmland. Those people are not going to be compensated for their losses because this was an emergency event. So they're just off their land. If they can farm it, which some are trying to, they're trying to, you know, plant crops,
yeah,
they don't have the levee protection. They got 2 miles that's destroyed and lower than the ground level now, and the Missouri River is going to flood in there. And whatever they've got planted is going to be flooded out as well. So this is a man-made
disaster,
famine,
yeah,
that's going to occur. It's not because farmers can't farm. All of this management of the water is mismanagement. And again, we're going to the science-based as opposed to scientifically accurate side of things here, because the Army Corps of Engineers, they're not stupid people. They're very intelligent people. They know that you can't blow 2 miles, 61 feet high, 300 feet across at the base, and then open up a quarter-mile drain hole that is below the river level and not create a vortex of water.
Yeah, that's why, Doreen, with all of these different things that we see taking place, there's no way that only a moron, only an imbecile with an IQ of about 12 would not see that there is a tapestry being woven together here. And as they continue to sew the threads of the tapestry in there, you can begin to see the picture. The picture becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. There's no way that these things are just random occurrences. They're not happenstance.
No, this is not happenstance. And this is part of the plan to get people off of the land, bring them into smart growth communities, where there is a buffer zone outside of the community that agricultural endeavors can occur in. Those endeavors are controlled. What is planted, what is harvested, how it's planted, how it's harvested is controlled. And the plan is that every city must be able to provide all of its food within that buffer zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that would work real well.
That's a recipe for starvation. You know, and the other thing is that there are just some of us on the land who just will not go.
Well, you know what? Oh, no, I had Roy in Michigan. He just dropped off. So, Roy, I wanted to take your call. Roy, if you want to call back in, Please do so. We were just about to get to you, kiddo. So listen, everybody, the number is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. For those of you who are interested in calling in and commenting, please do so. I'm talking this morning with Doreen Hannis. Her blog is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Obviously, for any of you who have been listening since the show started this morning, this is a lady who knows her stuff, and she knows what's going on out there, and so she can speak the truth. I don't know, speak the truth. What else is there to say? This is speaking the truth.
That's all there is. It's, you know, it's do the next right thing, Maggie. And I want people to know that I'm a very good friend of mine. I'm involved with a property rights organization here.
Okay.
And he and I are kind of heading it up. He went over to this Bird Point levee and did an all-day tour with a gentleman over there. And that's the article that I'm working on right now. This is going to have photographic documentation because mainstream media is not covering what actually happened. People think, oh, it flooded. Well, it rose up, you know, gradually. That is not what happened. They blew it at night so that it couldn't be photographed, the destruction that was occurring. You know,
this is
not normal. It didn't flood like normal. It was like busting a dam over the land. It wasn't, okay, we're going to flood it. And it only lowered the river 6 inches, didn't do a thing to help out, you know, Memphis or any, you know.
Of course not.
It was pointless, except for to destroy 200 square miles of very fertile farmland and to take people off of the land. There's a tremendous amount of detail to this issue, and it needs to be out there. You know,
I agree.
And we have such a short attention span theater thing going on in this country. It's like, oh, well, they flooded that. Oh, well, big deal. You know?
Yeah, I know. Listen, we've got a couple callers back on here. We've got Bill in Idaho who's out there on the line with us. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Well, bless you. We're constantly blessed and availed here only by virtue of not participating in a 501c3 church. There's a very small church out here that's very worried, looking and praying constantly ahead, especially for truth farmers that would do so well in observing the maligningly malicious, malignant movements of large business, bank, petrochemical, industrial, military, industrial, churchianity.
Yeah.
And before it's over, what they have to do, shoot three quarters of a ton of per foot of plastic to be shot at night, and the tapes can be subpoenaed by procedural challenge grant through Department of Education and Energy, and you can challenge those by virtue of the
FOIA. Hello?
Hello, Bill, did we lose you? That sounds like we lost him. Hey,
there's one really quick thing he kind of brushed on it. When they blew this 2 miles of levee, you know, they pumped all of this explosive that they brought up on barges up the Mississippi in there. It's some kind of liquid explosive. I can't remember the chemical compound.
Okay.
100 yards failed to blow. So there's 100 yards of this explosive in a section of this levee that they blew that is totally unprotected, Maggie.
Unbelievable.
It's just sitting there. There's a gate. There's no signs, nothing. Just there's a gate, and that's it. And it's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, there aren't enough adjectives to describe what's happening here. Now, there's a lot of four-letter words to describe what's happening here and these people who are implementing this, but I don't know if there's enough adjectives to describe this stuff. But on that note, we're going to break, and then we've got Lark in Texas and Neil in Indiana. I'll take your calls when we come back. Hang in there, everybody.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And, Doreen, I want to ask you about the rabbits, but I want to take these two callers real quick, and then let's talk about the rabbits.
All righty.
Okay. We've got Lark in Texas. Are you there with us, Lark?
Good morning. How are you, Maggie? Hi, Doreen.
I'm doing well, Lark. What's up?
Well, you know, I know these radio formats are... you know, we're in a rush, you know, so often. I know, and I apologize if I speak slowly. But I wanted to throw something in that I thought might be useful for your listeners, because I think the information that you're sharing today is very important. There's a few isms I want to bring to mind, which, for me, talk directly to how we're being fooled and how we're being manipulated. That most people can easily determine for themselves with just a quick review of these things. This is exactly how we're being controlled. And the word that I want to bring to mind, Maggie, Doreen, is this ism known as scientism, which comes from the word science.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is essentially the primacy of science over all other considerations, in terms of how we make determinations, or how these Sovietized committees and councils make decisions for us,
right,
or deign to think for us, because, of course, they're so much better prepped and educated than we are. One thing that needs to be made clear about this thing, scientism, the primacy of science and over all other considerations in life, is, first of all, this thing called moral relativism enters it into the picture, because morality is not considered scientific.
Right.
The other thing to point out is how this so-called scientific method is so easily manipulated, corrupted, and or bastardized. And what they do is they take advantage of another common human trait, which is cognitive dissonance. Simply that when you hold two thoughts at the same time and they both seem like they're good ideas and good solutions to conflicts or problems or what have you that might arise, and you're suddenly in conflict and you're not sure which way to go because both answers to the question seem plausible. This is very common with all human beings. But regarding the scientific method, it's important to understand the difference between deductive and inductive reasoning, both of which today are applied to the so-called scientific method. Deductive reasoning is simply what we find by a consensus of repeatable experiments to determine a scientific outcome that appears to be valid. The more we repeat these experiments, the more that we have proof that the science to resolve any kind of a conflict or problem is sound. But with inductive reasoning, it's very similar to what we hear when we, when we remember the quote by Tony Blair regarding how he was to regard all of the rumblings about what occurred and did not occur following 9/11. What he said is that they were going to fit the facts to fit the policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
In other words, they were going to take a grab bag of things that seemed plausible, appeared to be quite factual on the surface, mm-hmm. and they were going to disregard another set of facts or lingering questions, because again, the whole agenda was to fit the policy. And this is precisely what we have when we have such a thing today as the science, the primacy of science, because science itself is manipulated in a myriad numbers of ways. And this is how we're all being manipulated, to trust in these experts, these people that are in fact brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want
to throw that out.
Okay, thanks, Lark. I appreciate it. You made some really important points there. And
yes,
it's true, we're all being manipulated, and of course the kids are being dumbed down, so they don't recognize they're being manipulated. They're none the wiser, because they were never taught anything in the first place, so they have no ability to judge fact from fiction, because they were never taught it.
Right. And this is, you know, regarding Morningland, I wrote an article called The Truth of the Matter Doesn't Matter, and the judge's reasoning was like that. And, you know, it's like, it was just ridiculous, and the way that I summed it up was this. It goes right along the lines of God is love, love is blind, Ray Charles is blind, therefore Ray Charles is God.
There you go.
You know, and that's how this thinking occurs. You know, it's and that's their substantiation. And while it is funny, it's not funny the effect
that it has
on real life, you know. But we do have to keep a sense of humor going here.
No, I know, but it isn't. It isn't funny. It's tragic and it's pathetic and you can't make this crap up. I reiterate that all the time, but I wish I was making it all up. I wish this whole show was based on fiction and it was just 2 hours of nonsense just to, you know. It was just a science fiction show I was doing, and we were just making all this stuff up. You know, how can you be as outrageous as possible? You know what I mean? But unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, everybody, we're going to break, and when we come back, I've got Neil in Indiana, and Roy is back from Michigan, so I'll take calls, Guy, when we come back. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Doreen Hannes's website is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Listen, we've got a couple callers, but I wanted you to talk about the rabbits, if you could. So can you get the information in on what's happening with the rabbits?
I can get the information in, but I'm afraid it's a little bit of a long story, Maggie. I'll try and wrap it up in a nutshell. There's a family in Nixon, Missouri, which is just south of Springfield. Again, southern Missouri, like Morningland Dairy, they sold $4,600 worth of bunny rabbits in 1 year. The USDA came out to their place in 2009 and said they needed to inspect it. The person inspecting it ran her finger along the cage and said it was 1/4 of an inch too small. No paperwork, no guidelines for how big cages are to be, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line, the owner asked them to leave. Then, this year in April, they got a letter from the USDA assessing them a $90,000 fine for selling bunny rabbits without a license under the Animal Welfare Act. They were told that if they failed to pay that $90,000-plus fine by May 23rd, that it would go up to $3.9 million. They'd already sold their rabbitry out. So this is now escalating to a very large litigative issue. The family is the Dollar Heights and they ran dollar value rabbitry. The APHIS, which is a department of the USDA, received additional funding because of the lobbying efforts of PETA and the HSUS to investigate Animal Welfare Act abuses, supposedly. So what happened is that APHIS started sending around their investigative people to magicians' shows for, like, you know, kindergartners and stuff at libraries.
Yeah, yeah.
And fining them $500 for not having a license to pull their rabbit out of their hat. And this family was given an offer by the USDA, a pre-litigation settlement offer that would permanently enjoin them from ever raising any animals covered under the Animal Welfare Act. And that's everything warm-blooded except for mice and rats. Okay? Now, it's a permanent injunction. There was no infraction. There was no animal abuse. There was no problem whatsoever with what they did. Also, very importantly, the jurisdiction is at question. The USDA has no jurisdiction in this, yet they're trying to assess this fine. All sales occurred within the state of Missouri. All sales. They didn't do interstate commerce, so the USDA has no jurisdiction.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in a nutshell, that's what is happening with that, and it is, again, it's one of those things that is just too ludicrous to make up. You're going to go around, and our government is going to pay people to go to magician shows, for crying out loud, to fine them for pulling rabbits out of their hat. I mean,
yeah, it's outrageous. You know what? Honestly, it seems to me, Doreen, that what they're doing is they're going to make an example of this particular family and charge them this $3.9 million fine. And, of course, that's going to say to everybody else who raises rabbits, oh, well, maybe we better think about no longer raising rabbits because we don't want to be subjected to the harassment that's being perpetrated on these people. So what they're this is my guess. Now, I could be entirely off base. I don't know. But it certainly appears to me that what they're trying to do is make examples of people so that then, you know, the raw milk people, well, we won't do anything with raw milk anymore. We won't do anything with rabbits and so on and so forth. And it'll just be a domino effect. They'll just take out one group after another after another.
Well, that's exactly right. And they were actually told by a USDA employee that they were going to be made an example of.
Now,
when people sit here and say we're free, when have government agencies that threaten you with terrorization, you can't be free. When you sell a bunny rabbit without a license, you are not free.
Nope, not at all. Listen, let's take a couple of these callers who've been hanging on. We've got Roy in Michigan. Come on, Roy, are you still on there with me, kiddo?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi.
Kent man.
Some of the things that you said, this is the big problem. See, this is all coming from the religious people. This is coming from the religious Republicans, Democrats, Pentecostals, Buddhists, Baptists, you name it, religious. And what they're doing is they're going along. It's one thing to have the agenda, but it's another thing to have people go along. If you start asking people, what do you think? Do you think the population should be reduced? And you're going to find difficult find people that will say no. They openly torturing people in Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And, the people, they are well aware of it, and they're just remain silent and just go along with it. And we can go down the list of all the different things that they're going along with. And
so then
you made another statement about that this is coming against them. And I have firsthand witness to that fact. First off, you have to know that when the Oklahoma bombing happened, the feds went to my friends and relatives about me and the Oklahoma bombing. They would not come to me. I already had the evidence that they had done it. But they God had me to put up big billboards in my front yard. I had 18 by 60 billboards in my front yard laying out exactly who these guys are and what they're up to and what is coming. And all these things are coming to pass that was on my billboard right now. Many are starting to experience it. But the bottom line to the whole thing is this, that there's only one way out of this, because this is not about getting religious. This is the second coming of Christ. And there is two commandments, and that is to love God above all and to love your neighbor. And that's even your enemy. And then we have to do what religious people cannot do, and that's stand before God uncondemned. Every time we condemn ourselves or anyone else, we're calling him a liar. And the thing about doing it to themselves, I've been under investigation for many years by probably every agency in the government, and I've had much opportunity because I go to them directly. I go to the law enforcement guys. I witness to them. I witness to these different government agents. And I asked them the question, because I was told this was going to happen. And that is, I said, when the time comes, you guys are going to kill each other, aren't you? And I have never had one of them say no. I've had them either agree with me or remain totally silent.
Roy, on that note, what I'm going to do, because I've got a couple other callers lined up there. Thanks for calling back, Roy. I appreciate it. I've got Neil in Indiana. I want to take your call next. Neil, you still with us?
Yes. I got a quick comment. The Kankakee River that flows through Indiana here, Illinois some years ago sued Indiana for the flooding that the Kankakee River was doing. So now Indiana can't dredge the river. They can't clean out the silt that deposits on it as the water flows through there. And so all this land that they drained, you know, in like 20 years or just a matter of time, it's not going to be farmable anymore. It was like the best farmland around. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people are just so stupid, they don't even realize that they're slowly, you know, the river's going to creep up every spring and take longer to go down, and it's not going to be plantable, you know, anymore.
Right. Well, you can't manage the river. Like, here we had a deal where they don't want you removing gravel from streams. And what that does is it causes backwash, basically, and creates eddies and erodes the banks more and more so that the stream spreads out onto the land and takes the land out of being usable. And that's, you know, that's part of the plan. Let it all go natural, you know.
And they've dumbed down the kids so much that now I think that they think that vegetables and stuff come out of a can, that they don't come from a field anymore.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
I'm laughing, Neil, but I know you're right. Truly, I do. Thanks for calling in, Neil. I appreciate it. Chris, are you still with us? Thanks, Neil. Chris, are you with us? Hello, Chris.
Here.
Hi.
I've got to compliment the quality of callers and people that you have apparently listening and supplying information. They have so many elements of what's going on, and I'm going to try to link up a little bit of what the previous callers have talked about, the scientism guy and so forth. What we are seeing is the absolute implementation of a scheme that was put together by Rothschild back in, I believe it was 29, I could be wrong on the year. He published a treatise called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And in this treatise, he uses electrical terms like induction and deduction and force, voltage, so on and so forth, to describe the cause and effect relationships of that they're monitoring to see how we respond to these excessive intrusions on our rights and liberties in this country, so they can know whether to push or pull back. I believe you're going to see in the coming months, if not year, the implementation of these SWAT-type militaristic assault teams under the Food and Agriculture, the EPA, every government agency enforcement scheme that's out there to intrude on your rights and circumvent the Congress and their regulatory schemes to anger the public, trying to force them into violent revolutions so they can bring their other plans into effect.
Mm-hmm.
I have high gas prices. There'll be water shortages. If you read this plan they have, you'll find that he's speaking exactly to all these different circumstances that we're seeing of these abuses of authority, these criminal acts by the public servants of abusing and absolutely murdering the people on occasion. And it's just such an insidious plan, but it's a slow, methodical assault on freedom and liberty, and they're watching to see carefully how we respond, to know how they can act. When they raise the gas price up to $5, what will we do? When they raise the food prices up so high and there become shortages of food, what will we do? When they come in and kill people or take their land, steal their property, which is absolutely theft under these regulatory schemes, how will we react? And it's just, this treatise is highly important. I got onto it from the Rights of Self-Determination website. And I just have to compliment the quality of listeners you have on your show, the intelligence they have, and we all have to share this information freely and openly to cast the sterilizing light of sunshine on these underhanded schemes that these communists are provoking and putting against the American people to try to force us to react. I thank you so much for being there, Maggie. God bless you. God bless RBN. And may God watch over America and keep us safe from these criminals.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you calling. And listen, the check will be in the mail. He's talking about the smart listeners. I was going to tease and say, listen, I'm paying them all off to call in and be as intelligent as they are. But, you know, that made me what he was talking about, though, talking about how seeing how people would react, it made me think about, where was it I read over the weekend in Sweden, where they don't want to tell little boys and little girls what their gender is because they don't want them to be confused by all these gender stereotypes. And of course, you know, everyone's so concerned with Mother Nature. Well, Mother Nature created boys and girls and the male and the female species in the animal kingdom for a purpose. So there's no confusion there. And I was thinking of, I was watching this commercial for, I don't know, some device, a little shaver thing, so man could shave his arms and he could shave his chest and he could shave his eyebrows and everything like that. And of course, they are systematically and strategically trying to eliminate masculinity. And Chris talks about, well, how will we react? Well, when you have men who are sissified so that they resemble women and the only thing missing are breasts, you know, I think it's obviously to me a concerted effort to make men be as effeminate as possible so that the testosterone won't kick in and the masculine characteristics that exist, thank God, in men, so that they'll eliminate them or minimize them as much as possible. That's just my theory. But when you see this crap going on, Doreen, I don't know. I don't think I'm off base at all with that assessment, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, it's the unsolicited opinion, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think that you're right. You actually have an advertisement regarding the estrogen levels now. With the use of pesticides, it increased the estrogen production in men, bringing on secondary feminine characteristics. With the what is being fed and how the livestock are being produced now, you also have an increase in estrogen production in men, which does lower the testosterone.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, there is a concerted effort, but it's the thing that caller really brought to my mind is there are two institutes that your listeners might be interested in looking into. The Tavistock Institute in England and the Aspen Institute, which is here in the United States. Now, they just in a nutshell, the way that they work is this. The Tavistock Institute is kind of more concerned with the measurable effects and, say, algorithms of human behavior, things that they can actually measure and ascertain people's reactions. The Aspen Institute is more concerned with social management, but they work hand in hand together. And the Aspen Institute has all of mainstream media and, you know, all of the social justice issues and all of these things to break down our barriers and mold us into one people that's easily managed from on high by those who are ever so much more intelligent than we are, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The stupid little peons, we just can't figure out how to do things anymore, so we have to have a license and, you know, be certified, audited, tested, verified by some expert.
Yeah, right.
Listen, to grow a tomato.
Yeah, yeah. On that note, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We're going to break. We will be back in 3 minutes for the last segment, so hang in there, everybody.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm talking this morning with Doreen Hannis, and she has a website called truthfarmer.wordpress.com, truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And, you know, I was thinking about something yesterday. We're talking about testosterone and estrogen, and, of course, I've said this before, that I think they ought to be putting, instead of fluoride in the water, I think they need to put testosterone in the water. And I was behind this old Z28 yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, you know, the when muscle cars were popular, and boy, didn't they call them muscle cars for a reason? But, you know, that's when cars were cars and men were men, you know. And of course, I'm not trying to insult any of the men out there who are still masculine, and there are a lot of you out there, so please don't take it the wrong way. But I was laughing to myself because, you know, that was, you know, I'm at the red light and this guy's, you know, kind of gunning the engine, and you're listening to a blah, 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 you know, that whole sound of a, you know, Hemis and, you know, that, I don't know, V8 engine and, I don't know, 457 or whatever, I don't know. But I was thinking about that. Boy, that was then and this is now, huh? And we're all driving around in smart cars, or better yet, let's walk, because that'll be a lot more fun. Let's walk everywhere we go in life, right? We don't need a car. What do we need cars for? I'll tell you, you know. Oh, Nordori.
I need cars.
I need one, too. I'm not walking unless I walk on the treadmill. But, you know, if I don't have to, I'm not doing it, because guess what? That's my choice, and I like it that way.
I don't mind walking, but, you know, it gets kind of hard to carry 1,000 pounds of stuff if you're walking.
Probably does, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's this control paradigm, and this is really important. The issue of the Aspen Institute, your listeners really should look into that. It's all about management, and we are being managed like a herd. We are being told what to think, where to go. They're determining, you know, they know they're not going to get all of us, so which ones of us are going to, you know, storm the gate, as it were, and not be herded into the nice little corral so that we can be readily controlled.
Well, I can say one thing, Doreen, it isn't going to be me and you. We're not going gently into that good night, I can tell you that much.
No, I don't plan on it. But,
no.
You know, it's important that people understand that we can live without TV. We can even live without computers.
We can't.
There's a lot we can live without, but we cannot live without food, water, and shelter.
I agree. Listen, we're almost out of time here. Thanks again, Doreen Hannis, for coming on my show. I appreciate it. I will have you back again soon, because you know you got an open invitation anytime you're interested in coming on and telling us how they're trying to take our food away from us. Evil, evil people that they are. Truthfarmer.wordpress.com is the website. Doreen Hannis, thanks again, Doreen. I appreciate it. And make sure you give him the number for me, will you? Because I can't get into my other computer so I can call you, but I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we talked on the break, and I'm going to hang on afterwards. So
okay, great.
I'll do that myself. But I want to thank you for all that you're doing and thank your listeners. It just takes each of us doing what we can in whatever capacity we have.
Okay. I agree.
So I want to bless everybody, just bless you for listening and for seeking after the truth.
Thanks, Doreen. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye. Truthfarmer.wordpress.com, everybody. The podcast will be up on my website, 3 words, The Unsolicited Opinion. Doreen's Hannis's website is up there. Please go there, check out what this lady has to say. Obviously, for those of you who are listening, she's one smart cookie, and we need more people like her speaking out, so please do that. And I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. So I'll be back with another great guest, and I can't actually get into my computer right now, so I can't tell you who the guest is tomorrow off the top of my head, but it'll be another intelligent, charming, witty individual who has truth to redistribute to all of you who are listening. So thanks for listening, everybody. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. I feel that they are. So, hey, the sun will come up tomorrow, and we've got people like Doreen and Hannis in the world fighting for